Let's see. I've got two other topics. These are. I'm just gonna read them out. Bike lanes in San Francisco, and number two, elephant dump. Which should we go with?
Let's go with the. Oh, I don't know. It's a tough one.
Well, let's start with bike lanes in San Francisco.
All right.
See where that goes. So I just saw that after 4 years or something of being held in limbo by one guy, they are now painting bike lanes on something like 40 streets in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the? Oh, and it cost the city something like $2 million to do the environmental impact statement of the bike lanes.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I think it's a good thing. I think actually, you know, I read an article about this a while ago, and apparently there's some guy who is totally anti-bike for some reason. So yeah. Like you said, he held up this whole, they were going to do it 4 years ago. But for some reason, he sued the city. And he said they hadn't done the proper environmental impact report. And it's like...
Which I don't think they had.
Well, they hadn't. But I mean, like, why do you need to do an EIR for bike lanes? You know,
well, I mean, his argument was that more bikes would mean more automobile traffic, not in terms of quantity, but in terms of, like, speed. There would be like slower cars and muni, they would be stuck more, and right. So there would be an environmental impact there. But it seemed like that wasn't really his argument. He just didn't want to have the bike.
Exactly. And I think the irony is that it didn't work. It worked the worst. It actually worked opposite of what he wanted. They spent 4 years actually getting a ton of money and doing a lot of planning, and now there's going to be even more bike lanes, and they're going to be even more. They're like restriping a lot of the streets and making this huge bike plan. And it's good.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. And actually, recently, I started riding my bike to work.
Nice.
Yeah, so I ride my bike about 3 or 4 days a week, depending on, like, you know, just if I need to go somewhere after work, I'll drive or something like that, or, you know, if I'm not working that day or something. But, yeah, I rode my bike to work today, and I, you know, it takes me about 20 minutes there and 20 minutes back. Maybe a little less downhill and a little more because uphill back. But it's, like, pretty cool, and I think the most interesting part of it is when I encounter bike traffic.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like kind of coming home at like 6:30 or 7 because they're taking Caltrain or whatever. And it's like, yeah, today there was like 7 or 8 like bicyclists all like lined up on Grove Street right by the by City Hall. And we're all at the light, you know, and it's like it was kind of weird. It's like, well, who's faster? You know, like, I mean, should I go to the front or should I wait back here because I'll have to pass all these people and stuff like that. So it felt kind of cool, and I think it's cool they're painting all these bicycle lanes.
Yeah, no, I think so too. But hopefully, also the bike community becomes more responsible as cyclists. You know,
yeah.
Because I think some of the worst offenders in terms of, you know, running red lights, cutting around people, getting in front of pedestrians, and whatever, with cyclists.
Right.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, and it's funny because I've sort of like. I don't necessarily do that per se, but I definitely like leave early on red lights and stuff like that. I'll like if I get up to an intersection, I'll look left, look right, and if it's red but there's no cars coming, I'll just go anyway.
Right. Yeah, you know, but like, at least you looked.
Exactly. I'm not gonna just like blow into an intersection because I'm just worried about getting killed, really. Yeah. But
which some people do, and then actually the skateboarders just like fly right through them.
Right.
Like, oh my God, those guys have death wishes. And it's weird to me that I haven't seen more, you know, news of a skateboarder getting creamed.
Right.
Because they will be going down the street outside where I was living, Hyde, which is one way, and they will go and on a red light, they will turn up another one-way street. Like to, you know, just turn into the one-way street,
going
the wrong way, and it's like really like that's just the worst idea. but
yeah, it's weird because I've been like now I'm sort of like in traffic and it's kind of weird because there's like you know cars everywhere and you're a little worried about it, but at the same time it's like you kind of want to establish your presence and like take up a lane and like kind of like. hey, I'm here, you know, like, don't mess with me. But it's weird because, like, especially when you have to turn, you know, like, it's fine when you're going straight, but then I have to, like, turn left onto a street.
Yeah.
So it's like, hold on, there's, like, a siren coming by.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, these are the soundproof studios of San Francisco. But yeah, it's like, you know, I have to kind of get into the lane and basically like cut across traffic. And it's, I mean, like, all this, it's like, do I do that and like basically slow up traffic and get and mess with the cars and stuff? Or do I like basically turn into a pedestrian when I want to do that and go across the crosswalks? So I don't know. It's, I find myself sort of weaving in and out and kind of like being, I don't know, a little more present in the traffic than I would want to be. And maybe like, you know, angering some motorists also.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I had an idea for? This was actually an idea for motorcycles, but it would work for bicyclists too. It would be just sort of a gyro-stabilized horizontal bar with like reflectors or taillights on. So for motorcycles, the gyro stabilization would be more key. But basically, it just gives you a wider profile with light.
Right.
And just to take up a bit more of the lane. But I don't know that motorcyclists would like it because then they couldn't go through traffic.
Right.
But maybe for bicyclists, like a shorter version, you know, but just a wider reflector, wider light kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's weird, though, because, like, if you get in the traffic, you can't go as fast as cars, you know? Yeah. So it's like, it's almost more dangerous to get in the traffic and go slower, right? You know, yeah. And here you are like in the middle lane or the left lane and you're going like, you know, whatever, however fast you could possibly go, 12, 15 miles an hour, you know, because the next intersection you want to make a left, but everybody's like sort of weaving around you and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very strange, but it's a very different experience. I haven't ridden my bike. I rode my bike to high school. Every day, but like I haven't ridden my bike so much since, and it's kind of a weird sort of like I feel like much younger actually. It's just kind of fun to go out there and ride your bike, you know.
Nice.
So it's kind of cool. Yeah,
it's like and also I mean you're getting 40 minutes of cardiovascular exercise day.
That's I'm definitely good. Yeah, I've definitely lost just a little. I've lost like a couple pounds I think just because of that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
Nice. Do you have a comfy bike seat?
I do, actually. That was one thing I didn't do it this time, but like a couple of years ago, I was riding my bike down in San Diego, and I think I went on a long ride just because I felt like going for a long ride, and I came back, and like things were numb.
Sweet.
Just gonna put it that way. I'm like, oh my god, this is awful. Like, oh my gosh, you know, like. I was like basically like doing the thing where you like kind of pedal, but you're not like you're kind of like standing up pedaling, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just, it's really uncomfortable. You know? And I asked my friend, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like I went on this really long ride. Like, how do you do it? Like, I couldn't even do it. Like, it was so painful. He's like, oh, you got to get this kind of seat, you know? And like basically, it's a seat which has like this sort of like big channel down the middle. It's almost like okay. two separate pieces, yeah. And they're sort of like connected way down in the below the seat. So it leaves some room for breathing. Blood vessels. Yeah, for blood vessels, for breathing, for some flow.
I see. That's good.
It is good.
We got a little more detail than we wanted today on the irregular search for truth. We've found a truth that we didn't want to know about.
Well, if you want another truth, actually, one thing that I did is that I went to, because, so, you know, I hadn't ridden my bike in a long time, so I went and had it tuned up. So I had been riding my bike to work for about a month before this, and I was like, man, like, I'm working really hard here, you know, and like, I'm getting passed by like 2/3 of the people on the road. And in general, it's weird, but I'm just not used to being the slowest person. Like I'm always the faster person out there, you know, whether it's driving, though I have no control over that. I mean, though it's not really anything to do with my physical ability, I can just put the accelerator down. I just generally drive faster than most people, but like I can usually swim faster than most people. I can usually walk faster than most people, you know, so I'm not used to being passed all the time. And I'm like, what is going on? All these people are passing me. And like one time, this one guy, like he was kind of older than I was, like probably in like his mid-40s. He was like, we're going uphill. He had like one arm. He was just like holding handlebars, one arm. And he was like passing me, like not even working. And I'm like, okay, something is wrong here. So I went and had my bike tuned up, and like it'd been a while, so he like sort of adjusted the brakes and like, you know, like added oil to the chain and things like that. But one of the things he did was he increased the tire pressure on my tires. I think I had it like 40 or 45, and he said it really should be like 70, which is like way a huge difference, right? And just like they say in your car, like it really improves the efficiency. So like I'm like much faster. Like I can coast now or whatever. But the downside is the ride is much stiffer. You know, like you feel a lot more of the vibrations.
Right.
Which is to say,
shock absorbers.
Exactly. And I don't have any shocks on my bike. So, you know, that's another reason to have a nice seat.
So, is it a mountain bike?
It's a mountain bike, yeah.
Okay, so no road tires or anything like
that. No, and that was, so one thing I did when I was riding it that one time way back in San Diego for a couple months is I actually just got thinner tires, because like mountain bike tires can be kind of knobby and big, but road tires like really, really skinny, and I don't think my bike would really support such skinny tires, so I kind of got like the skinniest tires I could fit on my wheels. So yeah, it's pretty good. I can get there in 20 minutes, and for the most part, I'm going as fast as I think I could possibly go. So it's pretty good.
Nice. All right, man. Well, I sort of have to start getting ready for work.
Okay.
So I think maybe we should sign it off.
Yeah.
Say thank you to our faithful listeners. They've been faithful for a long time if they're still listening to us now. But this has been the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
Take it easy, people.
Take it easy.